And now we have a more contemporary story, which began when a character named Anna Scott meets William Thacker in the romantic comedy Notting Hill. The actors playing those roles were big stars, and the movie made another star out of a small London bookstore, which is now set to be handed over to liquidators next week. Vicky Barker filed this report.
Yesterday was our last day of filming, so I'm leaving.
In the 1999 film Notting Hill, the movie star, played by real-life movie star Julia Roberts, pleads for one last chance with shy bookstore owner Hugh Grant, with unwelcome interruptions from the occasional customer.
The thing is...
What? What is the thing? Don't even think about it. Go away immediately. Go away.
Right. Sorry.
Outside the real-life travel bookshop where that scene was set, the fans keep coming.
Look here and press there.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Spanish tourist Natalia Morena wants her picture taken in front of the blue painted facade, so familiar to a few hundred well-read Londoners and a few million movie fans.
I'm a fan of Julia Roberts.
Did you buy any books in there?
No, I think no. I only just a look and...
And there it is, as the Brits would say. The film has been great for business if your business is window shopping.
Can I take your photograph? Photographs. But frankly, for sales, no, not terribly. They're not book buyers, these photograph takers.
This is the real-life prototype for Hugh Grant. Sarah Anderson founded the travel bookshop in the late 1970s. It moved to its present site in 1981, where it quickly became a Notting Hill fixture, its jumbled shelves belying what was then an innovative organizational principle: guidebooks, travel literature, poetry, arranged by country, not genre. In its glory days, you might have run into travel writers Paul Theroux or Colin Thubron here, among many others. Anderson sold up years ago, but she still owns the building, living above the store and charging its current owners, she says, the lowest rent on the block. Even so, the place is losing money. A few of the store's regulars have launched a campaign to try to save it, even offering to work for free. Anderson calls the gesture touching, but unrealistic.
Obviously, I'm, you know, quite flattered that something that I started has engendered all this incredible interest. But frankly, I mean, staff costs are not the problem.
Arts journalist Nina Kaplan says the same story is playing out in small independent bookstores across Britain.
They're closing down at a rate of 2 a week, which is just terrifying. Nowhere can lose 2 bookshops a week. And some of those, like the Notting Hill Travel Bookshop, are specialists.
When such shops go, Kaplan says, all the collective wisdom and archival riches gathered beneath one roof go with them. Most of the shelves in the travel bookshop are empty now. The books remaining are all 50% off. Even at these fire sale prices, more people are browsing than buying. Unlike Julia Roberts in the movie, the travel bookshop of Notting Hill probably won't get one last chance. For NPR News, I'm Vicky Barker in London.